Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Dr. Terrence Owen, CEO and president for Alda Pharmaceuticals. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is APH, as well as on the OTCQB, ticker symbol APCSF. Thanks for joining us today there, Terrence.
You're welcome. It's good to be here.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Alda Pharmaceuticals for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
We started the company as a capital pool company on the venture exchange. That's a blind pool, which is required to make an acquisition. We identified Alda Pharmaceuticals, a private company, as a likely candidate. And I like the company because it had a very interesting infection control technology that already had a product on the market selling into the beauty, dental, and first responder markets. But also what intrigued me was the fact that the formulation is effective against all of the viruses, fungi, and bacteria that it's been tested against. Very broad range, a very effective formulation that had anecdotal information on therapeutic applications as well, such as if you sprayed on your feet instead of a dental countertop, that actually if you had athlete's foot, then that would be basically disappeared within a couple of treatments. And I used the product myself as we were going through the acquisition process and found that the product really had some really interesting properties and potential as a therapeutic application in the right delivery systems and so on. So we took over the company in what's called a qualifying transaction, and we've been focused on technology development, testing of the technology in FDA-approved laboratories, patenting, and so on. So it's been a very active number of years for us, and I think we're getting very close to wrapping the whole package up now, because one of the things we would like to do is to be able to control our own manufacturing. So we're certainly looking at opportunities there as well. So just a very interesting, very effective formulation that has a lot of future potential in the therapeutic field as we see it.
Well, great. And so bring us up to speed on T36, which is the antiseptic hand sanitizers, which is found to kill superbugs pretty quickly.
Yeah, that was one of our more recent news releases. The T36 formula, without getting too deeply into it, is an ethanol formulation like many other anti-infection products, but it's also got four other antimicrobial ingredients in it. It's quite low concentration, so that it's very effective against all classes of microorganisms. Then we took that formula and we modified it somewhat. We took the ethanol and then we added a second component to it, so it's a very effective hand sanitizer. And we did test it against H1N1 last year, and it killed that within 15 seconds. And we also, the new superbug that have come out, the E. coli, and there's another one that has been causing some concern because it's become resistant to virtually every antibiotic. We tested it on that as well, and it killed that to the fullest extent within 15 seconds as well. So it's proven to be a very effective formula. And we're in the process of, we have a similar formula registered down in the United States now. We're hoping to be selling that fairly soon into the U.S.
Right, and it, you know, obviously comes in various forms, whether it be as a hand sanitizer or actual wipes. And can you talk about some of the other applications for that and some of the other products in your pipeline?
Yeah, the first application was as a hard surface disinfectant in the dental, beauty, and first responder markets. We're starting to get more commercial interest now. We're starting to get more interest in the medical community. The hand sanitizer is a variation of that form, and then we also came up with a disinfectant cleaner concentrate that is has commercial application. So we've basically got the infection control requirements covered from everything from disinfecting washrooms right up to your personal hygiene needs. But as I say, the real future focus of the company is on the therapeutic applications of the technology.
Certainly. And so talk a little bit about some of the trends right now in your sector, Dr. Owen, how well-positioned you believe Alda is to capitalize on them.
Well, we're finding that it is a very competitive industry, but I haven't really worked in one yet that's not competitive. I mean, virtually all industries are extremely competitive. So we managed to differentiate ourselves, certainly in the Canadian market, with the sponsorship that we have with the Olympic Vancouver 2010 Winter Games. So when we tell people that, you know, this is a great product, you're going to like this product, buy this if you like it. Oh, by the way, we're the official supplier to Vancouver 2010 Winter Games of the Canadian Olympic team. That certainly piques people's interest because we went through a fairly rigorous vetting process and due diligence process by the Vancouver Organizing Committee and also the Olympic Organizing Committee to be able to obtain that sponsorship. So it certainly differentiates us from the crowd in Canada. In the rest of the world, we are pursuing foreign registrations of our product. For example, our first one in the United States is for a hand sanitizer product that, again, we believe will have a competitive advantage in the market due to its feel and so on. It's just a nicer product than a lot of them. And we're also working on our patenting as well. We're pursuing international patents. We have the T36 formula patent in the United States. In China, Australia, we're pursuing Europe and Canada still. And then also some of the therapeutic applications are patented in those countries as well. And then we have another major patent application for virtually every therapeutic application that we can apply this product to. So that's kind of how we're differentiating ourselves with a very good patented product, the Olympic sponsorship, and pursuing those international registrations.
Certainly. And is there anything else that you feel makes ALDA unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Well, I think that the range of products that we have, everything from, like I say, washroom floors right up to resolving tropical infections, gives us a very broad range of applications. And again, you know, where the real the greatest reach for the company lies is in those therapeutic applications. We're pursuing registration as a skin antiseptic for pre-surgery, pre-injection, certainly as a topical, as a hand scrub and surgical scrub for medical use, also for in combination with anesthetics and analgesics and anti-inflammatories for treatments of tropical infections, particularly inflamed tropical infections. It has been tested on a number of different conditions by physicians, and it's worked very well for us. So, again, that's really where the greatest potential of the company lies, is in those therapeutic applications. In the meantime, as we sell products into the market and get those foreign registrations, we're hoping for increases in the revenue level as well.
Certainly, and perhaps you could walk us through your background experience, Dr. Owen, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team over at APH.
Well, I've been in the public market since 1987. I started a company called Helix Biotech. Prior to that, I had gone to school for too many years and got too many degrees. I have a PhD and an MBA. As I say, been in the public market biotech field for over 20 years, doing biotech activities, actually going back to the late 70s. So been involved in biotech for a very long time, have been involved in companies that are listed on the Venture Exchange in Toronto as well. And Peter Chan, our CFO, has had a lot of public company experience as well. We have a good sales and marketing team, very good independent board of directors and independent audit committee. So I find that our corporate governance structure, I think, is very good. And certainly we have a line board with cronies and friends, and it's a good kind of wide-ranging board, including one of our directors, Bill McCoy, down in Chicago, has had a lot of experience with EPA registration, so that's something we're calling upon as well. So good expertise, I think a broad range of experience on the board.
Well, good. And so what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
I would like to certainly continue pursuing our FDA registration of the therapeutic applications. We've made a lot of progress with in vitro testing. We've killed all the bugs that they have presented to us. We have got all of the toxicology and efficacy studies done. We're now gearing up to do some animal studies in 2011, if we can raise the financing for that, and then into clinical trials so we can start getting our first therapeutic applications out the door. As I've commented in our management discussion and analysis, we would really like to get control of our own manufacturing in some way, so we can certainly take away that we're certainly looking at our opportunities there, and also completing off the patents that are now pending. Certainly the for the overall T36 form in Europe and in Canada. And then we're in the national phase now on the therapeutic application with the major new patent application. So bring home some of those patents, see if we can do something about our manufacturing and start getting through the FDA process so we can get into clinical trials. So we've got a pretty busy 2011 ahead of us.
Well, great. And so when it comes to investors and the financial community, Dr. Owen, do you believe that the Alda Pharmaceutical Corp story, your message, and ultimately the company's full upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Well, no CEO ever thinks that. We always think our stock is undervalued, but I think in our
right.
If you look at some of the documentation that we've put out on some of the targets and so on that we're pursuing, that we are pursuing some very large markets, albeit very competitive markets, but don't need much market share to make a lot of money in some of these markets, such as topical infection treatments and vulvovaginal treatments and other topical infections that command a very large market. And some of the products are somewhat limited because they may be based on antibiotics, which are only antibacterial, whereas our formula affects all types of microorganisms and has been tested against all of them and kills all of them. So I think this will be bringing a competitive advantage to those very major markets as well.
Surely. And so once again, joining us today is Dr. Terrence Owen, CEO and President for Alda Pharmaceuticals. The company trades on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol is APH, as well as on the OTCQB, ticker symbol APCSF, is currently trading at 10 cents a share. The market cap is at 6.2 million, and we were just discussing the company's T36 antiseptic hand sanitizer and some of the uses and applications. And so before we conclude, Dr. Owen, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider Alda Pharmaceuticals as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think it really focuses on the therapeutic applications because the topical treatments, they aren't going to take billions of dollars in tens of years. I mean, we're really looking at a faster approach here. So with the money going into clinical trials and so on, I believe that we could get some fairly quick registrations for products so we can start getting into the major markets that are really attractive to us.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and update our investors on Alda Pharmaceuticals.
You're welcome.